blessings, my brothers and sisters. Here we are once again at another moment of our lives to give thanks and to celebrate life in this beautiful and amazing universe. Welcome and thank you, dear friends of our mountain, and everyone just passing through, for listening to Manuel's Voices of Illumination on 100.1 Pinecone Radio. Here for you once again with Volume 3 from the sacred mountains of Tosholololo, Iwihinmu, and Tekuya of the Los Padres National Forest in beautiful Fraser Mountain, California, where we can all celebrate the spirit and the meaning of who we really are inside. Let us begin our show by honoring the wisdom of some of the many prophetic artists, musicians, and poets who have for so long continued to reach out to all people on this planet we all share. Let us all open our hearts and minds to so much love there is to spread around among us throughout the sound waves of our common space, from the voices of everyone's common ground. I am your host, Manuel Alvidrez, the Chihuahua Chiricahua. Thank you all so much for reaching out towards this sacred circle we all can connect with and become part of. Now let us begin Volume 3 of Voices of Illumination by shining the spotlight on the words of our very first song of the show on the very important subject of love. If we want to make this world a better place, let us all think of what we can each do for our fellow men and women. If you want the world to know, then please don't let it get too late. Let us not hesitate to lend a helping hand and not let hatred grow. Take a good look around and you'll see the children still crying. When you're looking down, let kindness be your guide. There is no other way. So let us all do it for you and for me each and every day. You just wait and see. When you decide that it will only take just a little bit of love in our hearts,
a better place, and the world will be a better place.
It is the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding of life and love in the silver cup that fulfills the empty uncertainty of eternal life and is the only quencher of love that never leaves us dry. When we drink with sincerity, it will never take you down or never give you up. You never know until you try. It is what we all need here and now, before we begin feeling that our lives are just passing us by. Let us drink from that silver cup and always be ready for that ride on that highway in the sky. We are always alone, but should never feel lonely. Whenever we are alone, we must always remember, like the birds of the same feather that instinctively flock together, and will never feel lonely, for they are all connected by the same inner direction they all agree to fly towards. So let us all start drinking from that silver cup of common knowledge, so we may all begin recognizing our own flock of our common feather, and be on our way, on our inner sacred highway cleared by Father Sky, that takes us all back home to stay. Hit it!
This is for all the lonely people, thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single people. Silver cup, you never know until you try. Well, I'm on my way. Yes, I'm back to stay. Well, I'm on my way back home. Get it.
Everyone feel free to shine their inner light brightly, for that is what we truly are, like the sun and all the stars that are all around us. You don't need the darkness of the system bringing you down to let your light of righteousness do all the good it does. Your natural light is what you are truly loved for. Not for what you feel you need to be. Everyone can feel it when you shine on them. Let us all reign with the speed of shooting stars chasing all the dust away, where nothing can stop us till we hit the ground. Deep down inside, everyone wants to shine. It is in our nature to come out, even on the most cloudy day. So let us all shine freely, 'cause we are all one big circle of stars going round and round.
System tries to bring you down.
Never had to shine tonight. You don't need darkness to do what you think is right.
Let us cherish the intimacy of all our genuine relationships, so we may always keep the wonderful feelings of the sounds present in our hearts. And let us also learn to heal from the pain of dreams we only imagined with those we once felt close to. As hard as it is to finally say goodbye to those loved ones who have deceived us with their lies, let us always keep enough strength to count to 100 and finally let them go. And then remember to once again begin letting in the sunshine with all its hot, inherent color that melts away all the anger back to stones that remain fixed in the past as just a long and distant memory of runarounds. There are plenty of good and honest fish in the sea, so swim away, Schindleria primatoris. Thank you all once again for listening to Voices of Illumination with me, Manuel Alvidrez, here on 100.1 Pinecone Radio. Feel free to visit us and all our friendly network of services we provide throughout our Fraser Mountain communities. Come and experience all that we have to offer while you visit through the many small but intimate towns of Gorman, Lebec, Los Padres Estates, downtown Fraser Park, Lake of the Woods, Lockwood Valley, Pinyon Pines, Cuddy Valley, and Pine Mountain Club. We are all here ready to serve you by way of restaurants, arts and crafts, multi-seasonal recreation, and so much more. I hope you're all enjoying this show of Voices of Illumination. If you have a favorite song with a meaningful message you'd like to hear and share on this program, drop me a line at manuelalvidrez@earthlink.net and I'll do my best to include it into my next program. And now let us return to Voices of Illumination with your host, Manuel Alvidrez. What could be more valuable and precious than to see someone living just for the giving of themselves? It's these expressions that we don't give enough of and keep us searching for it in other people. Many will go searching for good-hearted people in many places and even cross oceans for this most valuable treasure. There can be such a fine line to be able to find it in our own minds. Let us not waste time growing old in our searches way out there when we have all the gold of a lifetime to mine within our own hearts, to live for, and to give others who are also getting old as they keep on searching for it in other good-hearted people. Like you.
searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for a heart of gold. I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Soon, there will be no fringes of the city. The whole world is now in geometric order. We are now on an insulated world of lights. One big lit-up global city. As the dominant societies thrive and retain their popularity, it will continue to be all one-sided, with opinions all provided. The indigenous-hearted and all the truly awakened people in the world are seen as the misfits, and nowhere is it so alone. Many choose to keep quiet and cautious so as to not disturb the current of the ruling majority. All must conform and be cool or be cast out, or maybe even crucified. Some, with a partial or unmaintained understanding, will weaken in their convictions and will begin looking for any escape to smooth out the unattractive truth. But the suburbs of natural enlightenment doesn't use charms to soothe the restless dreams of the insufficiently mature. A truly determined student of spirituality sees oneself as a disciple and recognizes that the act of attaining and retaining one's own spiritual awakening is indeed a discipline in careful analysis and reason that cannot be arrived at by mere faith and belief or charms. Unfortunately, most truly are drawn like moths into the ways of the world, a timeless old attraction. Some will sell out and abandon their highest passions for meaningless thrills, or lose the race to the malicious rats, getting caught up in harmful and even fatal situations. If it's not too late, some might get the chance to dream of somewhere to settle their restless flight. Somewhere on this globally pre-decided, subdividing mass production zone. What is seen in the world is the visible expression of what initiates collectively in the invisible minds of the mainstream. Let there be courage and the love to keep reaching out towards the far unlit unknown and learn to reverse this subdividing course.
Freedom.
These are different times that we are living in. But are we learning fast enough from all the crimes of our ancestral past? The kids of today are taught to pay for the crimes of those who keep passing them down to them. They are being sold on the worthless crumbs that are not meant to last in the first place. Let us all learn the value of true progress that opens up their future into the realm of life that actually will live on and last as life is meant to be. If you can't see the reason for the cultural wars and don't know what they're for, don't just read your sacred books and see what you want to see. Let us finally see the senselessness of all these wars that moms and dads keep on passing down to their children, and put all that is actual crap in the past behind us, where all the good books of the world say it all belongs anyway. 'Cause all our new days are meant to be different times.
Now the future stirring at me.
does have the damn story right? There are hundreds of religions throughout the world who all claim to have the truth of God, and all of them claiming that the others have it all wrong. There are people and entire nations fighting over faiths and beliefs, some believing one way while others believing in other ways. Even atheists religiously believe that they have it right. The truth is that all belief systems are based in just that, mere belief. Should the primal cause of all things only be believed in? No wonder there are so many religions and cults constantly forming. All they expect is for people to believe in their own institutionalized doctrines about the existence or non-existence of God. Of course, there is a primal and natural cause and creative energy in this infinite universe, but it demands our right reasoning and ability of understanding, not just mere believing in it. Even mathematics is more demanding of the facts. We would never be allowed to just believe in mathematical equations. Why should we approach the most sacred subject of life any different? Let us learn to decipher the questions of life by the same rational means that has brought humanity to all our common ground that we have already learned to agree on. Let us put aside our opinionated beliefs and make room for the natural, obvious facts of universal understanding that is indigenous to the intelligence of all people. Or you can just continue winding yourself up for more religious wars along with the rest of all the zealous believers in the world who have the whole damn thing all wrong.
And they packed me off to school, and they taught me how not to play the game. I didn't mind if they groomed me for success, or if they said that I was just a fool. So I left there in the morning without God tucked underneath my arm, the half-assed smiles and the book of rules. And I asked this God a question, and by way of firm reply, he said, I'm not the kind you have to wind up on Sundays. So to my old headmaster and to anyone who cares, before I'm through, I'd like to say my prayers. I don't believe you have the whole damn thing all wrong. It's not the kind when I was young, and they packed me off to school, and they taught me how not to play the game. I didn't mind if they groomed me for success, or if they said that I was just a fool. So to my old headmaster and to anyone who cares, before I'm through, I'd like to say my prayers. Well, you can excommunicate me on my way to Sunday school, and have all the bishops harmonize these lines. I don't believe you. You had the whole damn thing all wrong. He's not the kind you have to wind up on Sunday.
For listening to Voices of Illumination. My deepest heartfelt gratitude goes towards the prophetic words of John Anderson of Yes, Long Distance Runaround. Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Jackie DeShannon. Silver Cup by America. Everybody is a Star by Sly and the Family Stone. Heart of Gold by Neil Young. Subdivisions by Rush. Culture War by Arcade Fire. And Wind Up by Jethro Tull. Also, special thanks for the beautiful Viking music of Jotunheimer and the indigenous Apache music of Harris Burnett and Waukwikuna, White Buffalo. Incas. I've been your host, Manuel Alvidrez, the Chihuahua Chiricahua of the Apache, Tarahumara, and Huichol Nations. If you would like to support my offerings and receive copies of this CD of Voices of Illumination, or others from my catalog, with a variety of wisdom from all of our profound prophets of yesterday and today, please write me at manuelalvidrez@earthlink.net and you'll receive the current catalog to all my spiritual offerings, including a schedule of my four season solstice equinox ceremonies with sermons on the mountain, as well as a list of my much deeper lessons from my indigenous ministry of Ishashilan, offered by telephone and in person. You can also be in touch through my Facebook page called Ministry of Isha Shilan. Or you can even call me direct and leave me a message at 661-245-LIFE. Our time on this wonderful plane is so short. And my own calling towards my final earthly walk beyond the horizon is surely soon to come on any given sunset. I look forward to being as ready as I can and restfully knowing that I have at least left you all a small but potentially helpful contribution from my heart. Thank you all so much for supporting and listening to this show of Voices of Illumination on these recorded CDs, as well as on the air, courtesy of 100.1 Pinecone Radio from beautiful Fraser Mountain, California. I wish you all a wonderful week of good thoughts and good feelings to share and spread among all our community and beyond. You all have good nights and good days until next time. The one sacred creator is among us. Aho Metakuyasin!